like this podcast and want to start your own? Well, that is made completely easy with the Anchor FM app. You can download it onto your smartphone, your computer, your laptop. It is available for all devices. It is podcasting made easy with so many music options. Editing is perfectly seamless, and I love using the Anchor FM app to broadcast my podcast. It is just super, super amazing. So I highly recommend it, and thank you, Anchor, for sponsoring this podcast. Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Happy Friday. I love Fridays. I actually was not in any way, shape, or form going to record a podcast today, but I've just been having these ideas and epiphanies come to me at the most random moments, and I think to myself that would be a great topic for one of my podcast episodes, but I never remember, or I forget, or I just am like, no, I need to rethink it. It's what if it's not, you know, that interesting, and just all of these things that come to mind when you have ideas. And just sitting here and thought of an idea and automatically looked at my phone. It's 1:11, and I'm like, okay, if that isn't a sign, I don't know what is. So I thought, what the heck, I need to do it, and it feels good. It feels really, really good. So I have a couple gratitudes and life updates to start off the podcast with. Haven't done a solo episode in a long time, since about like October. So it feels good. My last episode was with my girlfriend, and it was so much fun just talking to her, and so easy and effortless. So I'm planning on just making these podcasts when I feel that I'm my most genuine, when I feel inspired. I just don't want to do it if I genuinely am not feeling up to it. And so when you hear this, just know like I am genuinely all here and I feel good, and I'm just so happy that I have this platform just to document and to speak. It's so, so wonderful to have these. So my first gratitude is that I feel creative again. I truly do go through these like phases and just areas in my day-to-day life where I feel super inspired and super creative and want to just make all of these things and just feel inspired. It just feels so good, and I go through these phases of just not feeling inspired by anything and not wanting to be creative, and it's something that I truly do need. And so when I feel so drained and just uninspired, it truly does just puts me in a really just not myself mood. And so lately, this past week, I have just been feeling very, very inspired to be creative, and it really does feel super, super good. My next gratitude is family time. Recently, we had all of my family in California, which was super, super wonderful. My aunt and my uncle, who live in Louisiana, were able to come to California to visit and surprise my grandparents, and my older sister was able to fly in from Arizona, which was so, so cool, and she brought our baby niece, so it was just really, really nice to have everyone together and just have dinner together and play games, and just that feeling of everyone's together. We're drinking coffee in the evening. My family always does this, and me and my older sister were actually talking about it, which was so funny. We have these little traditions and we were going back and forth about it. My family always drinks coffee in the evenings, and it's just such a cozy feeling. You know, we eat dinner playing games and then you smell coffee throughout the house. It's just the ultimate, I don't know, it just lights us up. And so it was so nice to have that feeling after not having it in a really long time. We haven't all been together like that since before COVID, so it's been a long while, but it was super, super nice to be with everyone, and I know it meant a lot to my grandparents, to see all of us together and have a good time. Kind of going along the creative aspects of my gratitudes, I made a kind of like a gallery wall behind my bed, and for the longest time, I've been thinking, like, what do I want to put above my bed? Do I want to put a shelf? Do I want to put a tapestry? Do I want to put just one photo? And, you know, I am the kind of person that I just can't make up my mind on what I want behind my wall. And so I just wanted it to be something special and something that I could wake up every day and see it, and it would just kind of bring me joy. And it definitely is. I basically just picked out and printed basically like a mood board of everything that lights me up, like my, you know, like my dreams and stuff like that. And so you'll see lots of animals and a frog and just like very dreamy stuff. Some of the photos are ones that I've taken, so it's actually really, really special, and it's just such a nice ode to everything that I love, and it just makes me really, really happy. So I'm grateful that I decided on something for once, and I like it. I like how it turned out, so I'm really, really grateful for that. I haven't done a solo podcast episode like this in a really long time, so I haven't been able to talk about some of the things that I've done that I'm so grateful for and that were so much fun. I got to go to a concert for the first time in I think like 2 years, I want to say, which is crazy. So I went to see the Lainey concert with my girlfriend, and it was one of those things where we knew ahead of time, like about like maybe 3 or 4 months before the concert happened, and we were like, okay, no, we have to go, like this isn't even a question, like we've loved this band for so long. And honestly, it was just on our bucket list, so it was so, so amazing to see him live. He is so talented. Paul Klein, wow. You know, I truly, you know, there's a lot of stuff that has been said about him that's like, you know, controversial, but I mean, you never know what to believe, but it's just like his music is so, so good, and it just has always lit me up like since high school. And so for that, I am grateful that I saw him perform. He just seems super sweet and genuine, so it was just a lovely time, truly. The colors of his set were just so beautiful, and you could just tell the whole forum was just full of people that truly were so happy and full of love to be there. And it just was a crazy, fun, beautiful experience. So I'm so grateful for that. I will never forget it. So I'm super happy. Also, this one is kind of very random, but I am so grateful that I have tried Poke. I truly never thought I would love it as much as I do, but my girlfriend introduced me to Poke, and it is just something that I actually love, and so I now am asking her constantly if we can go eat it. I love it. It's so good. Everything about it. So, moral of the story is, don't knock it until you try it. Because I have always been a very, like, open person, but there's some things that I'm like, okay, no. Deal breaker, I can't try it. Like, I'm just not gonna like it. But I've tried almost all of those things and my heart has completely changed. So honestly, being open is just a really beautiful way to live. And my last gratitude is that I baked gingerbread cookies last night, which was an experience. I've actually never baked homemade gingerbread cookies from scratch. And I truly didn't realize kind of how hard it is. I bake frequently, and so just like, I don't know, the dough is just very different, and I think it's supposed to be kind of more on the firmer side. And so they came out okay. They came out all right. I went on a hunt for molasses yesterday because molasses is the main ingredient in gingerbread cookies, which I didn't know was the main ingredient. I thought, you know, I genuinely did not know what went into it. And so I found molasses and made the cookies, and I think they came out okay. I'm not in love with the way they taste, but they are definitely very cute, and it was so fun to decorate them, and just, it's fun to look at them, but I don't know if I would actually want to indulge in a couple of them for dessert. I'm more of like a chocolatey kind of person, but to each their own. It blows my mind that it is almost Christmas. Literally next week is Christmas. I hope you guys are all having a good December so far. It's kind of weird and like a little bit, oh my gosh, seasonal changes are kind of throwing me off more than normal this year, I think, for some reason. I'm not quite sure. Maybe it's because I'm getting older and I'm realizing different things. But it's just kind of been wild. I mean, I know it's December and I know that Christmas is right around the corner, but it just has not hit me yet. It's so, so strange. I remember being little and the whole, like all of December, I would just, you know, maybe it's because I had anticipation, but it's like, I feel like I lived 10 Decembers when I was little in 1 year. But now it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. It's already here. And I feel like I haven't fully enjoyed the season, if that makes sense. There has just been a lot going on this December so far. So it's kind of been a whirlwind. And although I feel like I haven't enjoyed fully the holiday season, I am enjoying moments here and there, which makes it a lot more doable and nice. So I'm going to talk about a few life updates. So as I said, December has been kind of a hard month. Also November, end of November. But my family has been kind of going through a lot of different things. My grandma actually came down sick. And so just worrying about that and trying to be comforting and there for everyone has just been, it's been honestly something that's brought us all together, but it's also something that is very scary and sad, but we're positive and, you know, it's difficult. So a lot's going on there, and, my grandpa actually just went into the hospital last night, so they are very, they are going through a lot right now, so just trying to be there for them and for my mom and for everyone. It's just, that's been really wearing on my heart. Along with everything else, we always have our own, battles and mental health problems and, things we go through. And so I kind of talked about my mental health journey on a previous podcast episode, if you'd like to go listen. But I've always been one to handle my anxiety and my mental health issues just on my own, holistically, the best I can. And I've gotten through it. I've gotten through a lot, and I've learned so much. And I am so, oh my gosh, it's weird to say this, but as much as I wish I didn't have to go through these things and have these feelings, I am almost grateful for them, because it really does teach you, and it teaches us a lot of different things that we don't see in the moment. And so I've always been one to handle my mental health problems holistically, and that's just how I've kind of told myself I'm going to get through life, because that's the way I would love to live, is just holistically and just try to find stuff that works and, you know, use all my tools. And that is what I've been doing, and it does help. It does help, and it's doable. But I mean, I've gotten to a point where it's honestly just become something that is now holding me back from truly doing the things I want to do in life, and the places I want to go, and all of these things that really do matter. And I never really thought about it like that, but you know, I am 20, and the things that I'm fearful of and the things I have these feelings towards, it's like I shouldn't feel that way. So it's just kind of like fell on me that it's time to do this and try something else. And it's okay that, you know, I am going to try medication, and I'm going to go into this new chapter and journey with love and just go with the flow, literally. So I decided that was what was best for me, was to talk to my doctor and really voice how serious this is for me and how I really do deal with it every day. So talking to the doctor, you know, it's always kind of like almost frustrating, because it's like, okay, take this quiz, and if you score high enough, you know, you have this and this and this. And so for me, that was kind of just like frustrating, because it's like I just want to talk to someone who like can speak to me and speak to me about it and hear what I'm saying, instead of taking like a quiz. And I mean, I understand that's like the process of determining if how severe, but it's just like almost like scary, I guess. And so I got prescribed medication by my doctor. I'm going to be taking Lexapro, which I've been doing a lot of research about, which I'm not sure if I should be doing research or not. But I am just the kind of person that wants to do research before I do anything and make any decisions. And so, you know, obviously I'm reading good things. I'm reading kind of weird, scary things. And I had to stop myself, because I'm like, you know what? Like, I'm just reading this, and I'm comparing other people's journey to my journey. And so it's just like, I had to stop myself, because everybody is different. Everybody reacts differently to things. And so I just had to stop and say a quick little prayer, take a deep breath, and just keep reminding myself that was their journey and I'm going on mine. And I actually have not started taking this medication yet, because I have not been feeling 100% lately. I don't know what it is. I think it has a lot to do with the weather change, which has really been affecting me. So I just want to feel decent when I start taking it, so I can kind of better assess like the symptoms, or if I'm feeling this prior, like I don't want to have any confusion. So that's why I haven't started. But I definitely will be, you know, keeping track and documenting my experience, because it is scary to do this, and it's a big change. And so I definitely would be documenting, because hopefully like it could help someone else going through this or deciding whether or not to take medicine. Medicine is like a beautiful thing that helps so many sick people, and it's there for these reasons. And so I'm not against medicine in any way, shape, or form. I just truly do feel that there are so many holistic things to try first that could help you before determining if you really do need this medication that potentially you could need for the rest of your life. So I will be documenting my journey with that. So just a lot going on in my personal life and my family life. So that's kind of why I just haven't been up to really talking or anything like that, which is not like me, because I love talking and I love creating things and I love learning things. And so to not have that kind of like fire inside of me has felt very sad. So I'm happy that I feel up to doing this. So going into today's topic, I have so many ideas all of the time about things that I want to talk about and things that are interesting to me. And my mind is just 100 miles an hour all the time thinking, and it never stops. And so I have all these ideas that I write down and want to talk about, and eventually I'll talk about all of them one day. But one thing has been really on my mind, and I've been kind of like learning and contemplating a lot about it, is identity and how that can play a huge, it does, how it plays a huge role in our lives and our decisions and everything that goes along with just going through life. Every day, whether we think about it or not, or don't realize it or not, we're changing, we're evolving. The way we think is not the same as it was yesterday. We're constantly learning and growing, and just, and that's life. We learn, we grow, we change our minds, and we change our views, and we change the people we're around, and we change the way we dress. And it's just, it's all these things that we decide, and we're so connected to our identity. And sometimes, at least for me, I notice like these like phases in my life where I really like dressing a certain way. I really like posting a certain way. I really like baking. I really like, you know, maybe like I really like a drink. And we go through these phases, and like that's how I identify myself like that month. And then it's like, then I notice myself kind of switch, and I'm like, no, like I don't really like that anymore. I don't really want to wear that. It's like you completely shift your identity, like kind of without even really realizing it. And so I feel like this can have a lot to do with bigger things too. And it just plays a huge part in literally everything we do. I remember back in high school, like when you think back to like really like what was your identity when you were younger, it's like the most that I can really go to explain this is like high school, because I think before that it's like you're just figuring things out. But then high school is kind of where you figure out like, okay, I like this. And then for me, it was like, okay, I like playing volleyball. And for the longest time, like all of high school, like three years, it's like that was my identity. And that was what I liked to do. And those were my friends. And that was just life then. And so, you know, you go through this little phase of like figuring out, okay, I actually like don't really like those people anymore. I don't really love playing this game, because even though it's fun, I don't like the way it makes me feel sometimes. And you kind of just figure out, okay, this isn't who I want to be anymore. And you have this confusion, and some would say identity crisis. And since you put all your worth and all of your being into that specific thing, that's your reality. And so when that's gone, it's like, okay, what else do I have to prove? Or what else am I good at? What else do I love? And it can be really, really hard. And I definitely remember being like, okay, wow, like I don't really think I have anything else that I enjoy as much as I did this, or anything that makes me feel that way. And so after that, I just remember kind of having like a big blank year, and it's like a year of just figuring it out and like working on myself and just trying to realize like who I am, like what is going on. You know, growing up, I wasn't in a safe environment to figure out what I was passionate about, what I wanted to do one day. I didn't feel safe enough to really fully understand and be myself. So when I lost that sport, I became very like, I feel like that's when I really did start having a lot of mental health problems, is kind of around that time. Oh my gosh, I need to breathe. And so what we're gonna do is we're gonna take a few breaths together, because I haven't done that in a long time and I think it would help me. So on the count of three, we're gonna breathe in through our nose and exhale through our mouths. 1, 2, 3. Hold. A long exhale. Another one. Hold. Exhale. One more for good measure. So as I was saying, after kind of going through a year of not really knowing who I was and having that kind of confusion, it really can interrupt your life and cause you discomfort. And so I did fall in love with baking. And I think that when like we went into lockdown and COVID was just out of control, this was my back in my I think it was when I turned, I want to say 19, is my 19th birthday was in March, and so that's when COVID got so bad. And so I really didn't see anyone for my birthday that year, and that's when it just all hit me, you know, okay, I truly just dove into finding myself and realizing like what lights me up. And honestly, it was a blessing in disguise to have all of this time to thrive and to take care of myself and to realize like what is important. And what's important is my well-being and things that I love. You know, I was working a job at a restaurant and I was just super unhappy and drained and just very underappreciated, and I just was tired of feeling that way. And so we all did get laid off, and getting laid off and just having uninterrupted amounts of time alone and uninterrupted time to be creative was really a blessing. And I learned so much about myself that year. And I feel like that was the year of my just complete growth, and my love for so many things came out of the woodworks, and I feel like it just changed everything. I was finally in a safe environment where I felt that I could be creative. I felt that I could just fully be myself, and I hadn't had that for a very long time growing up. So it was just very precious, and I will never forget that year. But I feel like as time goes on, and you know, every day, every month, every year, you know, you see memories of yourself, and it's just like, I am completely changed. I am different. And I can remember, like, I'll see a memory of myself a year ago, and it's like, I know how I felt in that moment, and I felt completely myself, and that was where I was that day, and that's who I was. And just looking at it in my eyes now, it's like, wow, like, I didn't know what I was doing, I didn't realize this, or I, you know, it's like, It's like, it's insane to see yourself when you think, you know, all these things, and it's really interesting. But I think for me now, I am just the kind of person that I will start a hobby on a whim to just because I'm interested in it, or I'm passionate about it in that moment, and I will do it for like 2 weeks straight and be in love with it and then never pick it up again. I started knitting and I was so excited because my mom taught me how to do it, and I've been wanting to do it since I was little. And so finally learning it and getting the hang of it was like, felt like such an accomplishment. And so I got all these cute colors of yarn, and I wanted to make all these things and give them to people, and I started to knit a blanket for my niece, and my goal was to get it made for her before she was born, and I have failed incredibly horribly at making that come true. And I have got about halfway done, and I just have not picked it back up again because I'm like, okay, like, ugh, like, I didn't even finish it. I'm just so mad at myself that I don't even want to pick it up. And I'm like, ugh, it makes me even more frustrated at myself. But it's like, in that moment when I was making it, I was so happy that I knew what I was doing, and I felt fulfilled. But it's like, I just haven't picked it up again. And it's so funny that, like, that's just how our brains work, and specifically mine. I mean, I'm sure people do this all the time, but I will be so keen and interested in this one thing and for a while, and it's like, nope, I don't want to do that anymore. I was in love with making sourdough bread homemade back, I want to say, when COVID started. That was like the first thing that I truly wanted to master. And although I still love baking bread, and I think it's so cool. Like, I was just like, okay, I made homemade yeast. Like, it was just this whole process. I had to feed it. I had to like put it in like a temperature safe area. It was like a literal child. I had to make the yeast, and I was so into it. I was so happy. I was like, this is my kid. Like, this is it. And I was so fulfilled. And I had to make that yeast for like 2 weeks before I could even make the bread. And I made the bread, and it was so good. And I learned how to score bread, and I was just so passionate about it. And I made, I want to say, about 3 or 4 loaves, and I have not made any since. And it's like, I want to, I think in my head, I'm like, okay, like, I want to do it, but I just don't have that passion anymore. And it's like, it's so interesting. I mean, I would love to make it, but thinking back, I'm like, oh my God, I have to make new yeast. And that was a process in itself to make. And so it's just this whole thing. But I would love to make more sourdough bread, because that is my favorite bread of all time. But I mentioned the past two things because that's just another example of how we put so much focus. For me, they're short term, but like, for me, mine are like short term little things where I'm like, okay, this is what I'm into. This is what I like. This is like what I'm doing right now. But then it's like, it changes. And then I'm like, okay, wait, oh, like, I don't know. Maybe I like to bake other bread. Maybe I like to do this. I mean, I don't know. And it's like, although that is a very small kind of idea of where I'm going, I think that in life there are bigger cases of like growing up and being like in your 20s and trying to figure things out and having like a lot of pressure to know what you want to do and to have it all together. And for me, it's like, I hate the feeling of pressure and putting all of my eggs in one basket. And it really does, it can be stressful. And so I think just growing up and having to kind of know where you want to go, and you put so much effort into one idea or one area in your life, and then you kind of realize, wait, no, like, I don't want to do that anymore. I want to do this. And then the in-between of trying to figure out where you want to go is kind of the part where it can be hard and it can feel really, really confusing, because sometimes we don't know how long the in-between will be until we finally figure out where we're supposed to be. But although that is a part of life and growing, and eventually we'll all get to where we are divinely supposed to be, but the in-between and just trying to navigate can be so difficult. Lately, the weather where I live in LA, kind of near the beach, has been so cold. It has been terribly cold for here. I mean, I think we're babies, but it is very, very cold. And so cold and rainy. And although I love the cold weather and I love rainy weather once in a while, it's just, I think everything combined with the time change, it's just kind of been wearing on me more than I think most years in the past. I'm not quite sure why, but it's just, it has made me feel very different this year. And I just have no, I've been having to force myself to get up and to, you know, go on a walk because it is terribly cold. And so it makes it hard to be active, and it makes it hard to get up in the morning because it's so cold. And I therefore stay in bed a little bit later than I should. And I kind of just have my day on pause because I'm like just in a ball and want to be on a couch snuggled up. And although that is good, sometimes it's not that I don't want to do all these things, it's that I just feel like it's impossible, and it's not, but it's like just putting me in this weird kind of fog, and I am just trying everything in my power to kind of flow with these changes and the weather and the time and the darkness so early, but it is kind of still strange. I've kind of had to change my daily routines a little bit to help so I don't feel so sluggish and just bleh. I know that a lot of people can get seasonal depression very, very bad, so I'm thankful that I don't have it severely bad, or I don't even think I have seasonal depression. I think I'm just having a hard time adjusting to the time difference and the cold weather and just everything, you know? So just adjusting has been a little bit hard, but I'm waking up a lot earlier, so I have a lot more daylight where I can open my curtains and let the sun in. Oh my gosh. I also am waking up early, so I'm tired midday, and then I'll nap. Trying not to do that, but yes, a lot more daylight has helped me feel more tired at night, and it helps me feel like the day is longer. So I have been waking up earlier, which has been nice, and I'll do my normal things, and it has helped me a lot to feel more just like I got more done in the day. So on that note, I think I'm going to finish out this podcast. But I basically just wanted to talk about how, you know, it is okay to feel like you aren't connected to a person or a place or an idea or an outfit or a belief anymore. You know, we change every day, like I said, and although it can be hard to accept that that's not you anymore, and that's not who you want to be around, or that's not where you feel like you should be anymore, sometimes it's hard to follow that intuition that you're having, or follow, you know, your heart, plainly. And it can be really, really confusing, and I just want you and encourage you to follow your intuition to the best you can, and you know, you will be where you're supposed to be. And these changes and these chapters in our life, you know, they have to happen in order to get where we're supposed to be. And don't let anyone tell you otherwise. And you know how to guide yourself the best. So I am sending you so much love and good energy. And I hope you are staying healthy and just thriving. And if you aren't, I am sending you a really big hug. And just know that I am thinking about you and you are never alone. So thank you for listening to this episode of the Let's Talk About It podcast with me, Kate. I will see you guys next time. Bye.